Welcome to Worship in the Workplace. I'm Bernice Cooper. Thank you so much for joining us. As I was thinking back on my undergraduate college days, I didn't even have a driver's license. Therefore, I had no car. So in our free time, for those of us who belong to the I Don't Have a Car Club, on the weekends, so that we could alleviate some of the stress from the daily grind of being a college student, of attending classes, writing papers, studying for exam after exam after exam. And yes, I'll admit it, sometimes we were even a little or even a lot homesick. Groups of us would get together in someone's dorm room and so that we could have a good time for a couple of hours before we had to return to our routine of studying or preparing for the next class. We would have a spirited good card game. Sometimes our game of choice was Uno, and sometimes it was a game of spades. Just in all good, clean fun. But I learned early on during those dorm room card games, I learned that I had to hold my cards close to my chest so that no one else could peep my hand or see what cards I was holding so that they could gain an unfair advantage over me. Because if they saw my hand, if they knew what cards I was holding, then they could anticipate what my next move might be. And therefore, I had no chance of being successful and winning the game. So let's translate that to the workplace. It's not always prudent to reveal your entire hand, meaning your dreams, all of your plans, all of your goals, all of your desires, your next move. It's not always prudent or wise to reveal or show your hand to everyone around you in the workplace. Now, by all means, share your goals and what your aspirations are with those whom you wholeheartedly trust. But for your potential future success and for self-preservation purposes in the workplace, hold your cards close to your heart versus laying all of your cards on the table for everyone, both your supporters and your non-supporters to see. Keep some of your cards, better known as your dreams, keep them close to yourself while you're praying about what you want to happen, while you're strategizing, and while you're planning your next move forward. Don't reveal everything to everyone in the workplace. As is recorded in Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 3rd verse, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Therefore, reveal your plans openly to God. Let God know what you're planning, and let those in your circle of support know what you're planning, what you're dreaming, what you're wishing for. Then those who are outside of your tight circle, they will gain knowledge of your plans on a need-to-know basis. When it's time, then proudly lay your winning hand out for all to see. But in the meantime, hold your cards close to your heart. Don't let everyone know what cards you are holding in your hand. Now, as you prepare to go back to the important work that you do, let's take a minute and please pray with me. Precious Lord, thank you for employment. Thank you for the quality of health that I enjoy, which enables me to do this work that I do. Thank you for the skills and the talents which I've been blessed with. I ask that you bless all of the current work of my hands. I ask that you will bless any future work of my hands. Bless everything in my life. And please allow me to succeed and to prosper in all that I do. Bless everything in my life. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.